Okay, today's daf is Arach and Daf Lamed Gimel, and we are on Lamed Beis. Amid Beis, we'll pick up with Ve'idach, a couple lines up from the bottom on Lamed Beis, Amid Beis, in the middle of a discussion about 12 lines up. So yesterday, the sugi came up of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Kedushas Yerushalayim, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Kedushas L'shayit, Kedushas L'asa Lava, a sugi that comes up in a number of places in Shas. Machlokas Tanoim, Machlokas Amara, Machlokas Rishonim that are discussed based on Psukim to figure out exactly what happened to the Kedusha of Yehoshua and what did Ezra have to accomplish. Just one hour again, I don't remember exactly from the last cycle what I mentioned in yesterday's year, but just to remember the Rambam in the space of Bechira and Vav Tazayin, where the Rambam discusses this halacha of Kedusha Rishon, Kishal Asaita, Kishal Asalava. The Rambam says that describing the different levels of the different structure of the Beis HaMikdash, right? That's what the Rambam does in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, talking about the different offices and the areas and the above ground and the tunnels, the mechilos, all about the Kedusha and how do you add on to the Kedusha of Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael. Says the Rambam in Parak Vav, Halacha Tezvav, Lefichach makrivin ha-karbonos kulan avabi she'esham bayis banui. The Rambam passes like the Tanaim that technically, karbanos could be brought even without a Beis HaMikdash. If we had a Mizbeach, we knew exactly where to put the Mizbeach, and we had Kohanim Miyuchasim, and all the other, getting out of all the other challenges in Halacha, one could bring karbanos Mizbanazet. V'yochlin kachik kachim b'chol ha'azara, afal pishi chareva, and one could eat karbanos kachim in the azara, even though it's desolate. V'eina mukefes b'chitza. There's no literal mechitza there, but Oakland Kachem Kalim Umaisir Shani Bechal Yerushalayim. Even though there is no chum, there is no wall. Why? Because the Rambam Paskins, Kedusha Bishona, Kitcha Lashaita, the Kitcha La'asilavo. The Rambam Paskins like the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, Kitcha Lashaita, and Kitcha La'asilavo. But the Rabbi continues that says Lamani Yomer Bikdash Yerushalayim Kedusha Rishona Kedusha and Lasa Lavo Uba Kedusha Shar Eretz Yisrael Linyan Shvius Umaisus Chayos Ben Lo Kedusha Lasa Lavo. Why is there a difference between Yerushalayim and Shar Eretz Yisrael? So that's how the Rambam comes up with his distinction. Again, other Rishonim, Bali Tosfos, Megillah, and elsewhere, they come up with other chilukim as well. Lefisha kedushas hamikdash v'Yerushalayim mipnei hashchina v'shchina in the betela. When it comes to kedushas Yerushalayim, that kedusha is never batel. Why? Because Hashem rested His presence there on that makom, and that's forever. Hashem's presence. Again, there are different levels of shchina. Right? The Gemara says in Brachas that if we're learning Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu shchina is there too. Different type of hashras hashchina. But the Rambam says in Yerushalayim, the intensity of the shchina that rested there is eternal. That is never batel. V'harehu omer v'ashimosi es b'kdashechem. V'yomer chacham avishin shomamin b'kdushasin emom. That even though it is desolate, still it is in its kedusha. Avachiv ha'aretz b'shvius. The chiv in Eretz Yisrael. Umaisros eino ella mipnei shehu kibush rabba, but the regard, the kedusha of the Shar Eretz Yisrael is not totally on Hakadosh Baruch Hu's presence there, but it's totally on the kibush, totally on the conquering that Am Yisrael did. Kibush rabim, the kibush enilka ha'aretz bideyim, and once we conquered on the way in the days of Yoshua, that kibush could be undone by another kibush. But the kibush, once we went into galus v'niftarim and naturim and amaisros. Uminashvias, Shahare Eina Eretz Yisrael. But once Ezra went back, Vekivan Sha'ala Ezra Vekidsha a second time, Lo Kidsha Bekibush Ela Bechazaka Shechzikuba. But the Kedushas, when Ezra went up and was Bekadishit, that Kibush, that was not based on Kibush, that was based on Chazaka. They had permission to go up. It wasn't a conquering against other nations, but they had permission from the authorities to go up and settle there. Lefichach, Kol makom shechzikub all above of the skadish b'kedushas Ezra Shniyah Hariyah Mukudash Hayom V'yavavish Dolkach Haaretz B'menu V'chay B'shvius B'maisros Al Derech Shebi Arnu. Says the Rambam, Kedusha Rishon is lo kidsha la'selava because it's based on kibush. Kedusha Shniyah is based on chazaka, based on settlement, and that never stops. That's all about the kedusha of Shaar Eretz Yisrael. The kedusha of Mikdash is eternal. That's the Rambam's chiluk, and the Rambam's chiluk within kibush Rabbim, kibush and chazaka. And already the Kesef Mishnah is bothered. What's the difference? What's the difference between if I conquer the land and then I'm unconquered, I am conquered myself and we go into Galus, versus if I settle it and then I'm unsettled there and I have to leave. Right? That's the chilek. And the Kesef Mishnah leaves a Betzorach Iyun. The Kesef Mishnah says right there, Eini Yodea. Ma koach bechazaka gadol mikoa kibush. What's the difference? V'lam alo nomar bechazaka gamkein. Bishenilkecha aretz miyadenu batla chazaka. What's the difference? V'su barishona shidiskatshe bekibush v'chi lo hayashav chazaka. Also the first time, after they conquered, didn't they settle it? Atu miyadifa chazaka below kibush mi'chazaka im kibush v'tzarech li'i iyun. Right? That Kasamisha leaves up at Tzarechian. What exactly is the difference? So many svaras given over the centuries. What exactly is the svar for the Rambam? Most of the mafarshim, most of the approaches somehow talk about how the second hakdasha chazaka has something greater than kibush. Something of the difference. Or Soloveitchik develops the idea that the kibush, what does it mean by kibush? Kibush is from out to in. From out to in is different from in to out. Yehoshua ben Nun started on the outside, and he went in closer until he got to Yerushalayim, from out in. Ezra did the opposite. Ezra started, he went to Yerushalayim, and they built the Mikdash. So they started building, and then it radiated out. Maybe that's a difference. I'll figure out exactly why that is, but that's the difference between whether the Kedusha was from out to in or from in to out. But again, most of the Befarshim go in that derech. But if one looks in the Meshechach, we mentioned this back in Bechoros, because the Gemara that the Meshechach was based on, it comes up there. The Meshechach in Parshas Beshalach discusses exactly the opposite, possibly. Remember the Gemara in Bechoros, on Daf Mem Zayin, where the Gemara talks about if a Goy, Rachmana Litzlan, Leviya Shinevelos Labilaznus, a Leviya and a Kohenes, that are Nevelos Bilaznus, a Kohenes that's Nevelos Bilaznus to a Goy, she becomes like a Zara. Comes like a Zara, like a Yisraelis. But a Leviya Shenevel Al-Apasola still is not a Yimayser Shady. Leviya Shenevel Al-Apasola. So what's the difference? Why is it a Kohenes? So the Meshech Chachma says, the greater they are, the harder they fall. Meaning, if a person starts off with higher, more delicate Kedusha, then once it's lost, then it could be even worse when it's lost. Then there's nothing left. Masha'en Kain, if it is starts off on a lower level. And he quotes another Gemara in Shabbos as well. He has two Rayas, Bechoros and Shabbos. But explains the Meshech Chachma. If the first Kedusha was more delicate and greater, that was with the Aron and the Nisim and Yericho, unbelievable. So that was a greater, more delicate Kedusha. And that Kedusha, once it's undone, it's undone. The second Kedusha of Ezra was lower to begin with, right? Most of Am Yisrael, as we'll see, Bezrashem soon, didn't go back. And that type of Kedusha could last and survive even if the Chazaka is taken away. And that Kedusha can last. And that's what he says. Benifsa, the Kibush Eretz Yisrael, Hayai de Ha'aron, Kain Be'ez, Beis HaMikdash Hayai de Gili Shechina, Lachin Ki Chati Yisrael, Pakach Kedushasam Gamrei, Ze'avi Kilu Lo Nechbashu, Avo Ba'yesheni, Shalo Hayai Kibush Elai de Aron, Shalo Hayai Aron, U'Beis HaMikdash Lo Hayai Shechina, Kamo Sh'amra, the Gemara in Yuma, five things that didn't exist in Ba'yesheni, Sof Perkaba Dioma, Im Kain Lo Havi HaKedusha Berom Hama'awa, Ab ki tifka me hashimamon vehachurban. Valachain adayin heim kedushas on kayamin, fahave kelevia shenivala bilasnus, lo nifka kedushas levia. And then he says, ad yavar amcha Hashem, ad yavar abzukanza. Ad yavar amcha, that's kisa rishona, because it has Hashem involved, the nisim. Ad yavar amzukanisa, right, that doesn't have a kadosh baruch hu. The Gemara even says, imesachas brachas, gar machait, that's why the second kanisa wasn't like the first kanisa. Okay, but again, that's the Meshech Chachma. There's much more to discuss there, which we're not going to do right now in terms of the Kedusha. Kedusha of Yerushalayim, Kedusha's Mikdash. And just, again, one other Ha'ara, and then we'll continue with the Idach again. The Rashi. There's a Rashi, where the Rashi, discusses, the Gemara that we quoted, yesterday. It talks about how Ezra Sofer came back and was Mekadesh, the Arei Mikla, the Bati Arei Choma. Rashi goes to Gemara in Shvuas Daf Tezayin, which talks about the method of Hakdasha, Rashi Dimaslo Vakitshim, the method of Hakdasha for expanding the Kedusha of the Azara, Yerushalayim, and the Mefarshim discuss, the Turi Evan discusses, you know, is that the way to do Arei Bati Arei Choma also? That's the context of the Rashi's quoting there in Shavuos is not Bati Arechoma. Rashi assumes it's the same. It's the same. The Achronim wonder. Tosfos discusses also, Tosfos and Diras Lavakitshu. Tosfos just quotes Rashi from Shavuos who says, Lo Yadati Echai Bekachin Oso. I'm not sure exactly how the Bati Arechoma were sanctified, but Rashi here quotes that Gemara in Shavuos to describe, the Bati Arechoma paralleled after the Azara, Yerushalayim, Bechud. Okay, let's go back to where we're up to, towards the bottom, about 15 lines up for the bottom. V'idach. Says the Gemara, the Braisa had just quoted different sources to compare in the Machlokes Tanoim whether Kedusha Rishon is Kish Lasalava or Lo Kish Lasalava. So the Braisa, just to review, because we're in the middle, the Braisa that quoted, that held Lo Kish Lasalava quoted two Deis, either the number one, the Pasuk about Sukkis, that they didn't do Sukkis since an earlier time. What do you mean they didn't do Sukkis? So the Gemara said, no, it's just meant to compare the Bia of Ezra to the Bia of Yeshua, just like the Bia of Yehoshua. They sanctified Arechoma, so to the Bia of Ezra, they had to sanctify Arechoma. And then a second pasuk is quoted from the end of the Torah, Dvar and Perek Lamed, that the pasuk says, so we compare the Yerusha of the Avos to the Yerusha of the Banim. Just like the Yerusha of the Avos, Bechidish Kala Dvar Malalu, where they had a Chidish, you renewed all of these items, so too the Yerusha of the Banim. Fine. So now we get to the Idach, and what is the other opinion do with these psukim? Right, the first pasuk, going back to the Sukkot pasuk. Rashi says, V'idach lo'olam ki lo asu asukkos koi. Lo asu doesn't go on that they didn't do the pashas of the psukim is that it's talking about Sukkos. The question, what do you mean? They didn't do the mitzvah of Sukkah all the years, so it's not talking about Sukkos. V'lav Sukkos mamish. Ella, what is it referring to? A totally different story. That symbolic sukkah. Ezra was a symbolic sukkah for Am Yisrael. The idach de boy rachmi al yetzer da avodah zarah ubatzlei. In the days of Ezra protected Am Yisrael. He and the Anshei Etz HaGadolah were mevatel the yitzhara for avodah zarah in his day, and that's what's being referred to. That until that time, they didn't have such a sukkah. They didn't have a protection. Va'agin schusasa alayoki sukkah. And Ezra's schus protected them like a sukkah. Right? And that hadn't been done. And that's what's referred to kisukos, as Rashi says again, ki lo asu davar zebi mos Yeshua. Right, the pasuk didn't this didn't happen in the days of Yeshua. Vahainu, just continue for a moment. Vahainu to kapit kra ilavi di Yeshua, and the pasuk is somewhat negative about Yeshua ben Nun. Bechal dukta ksiv Yeshua, v'hachak ksiv Yeshua, leaves out the hay. Right, as a reference to Ezra HaSofer was the one that was Mezaka Klal Yisrael in this regard. And the Gemara continues and explains, Vishlama Moshe lo boy Rachmi, fine, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't able to ask for Rachamim to get rid of the Yitzhahara for Avodah Zarah to lo avizchus ad Eretz Yisrael. Didn't have the schus of Eretz Yisrael on his side. Ela Yoshua da havile schus ad Eretz Yisrael, amai lo liboy Rachmi. He didn't ask for Rachamim, and that's why he was taken to task somewhat, but Ezra HaSofer was the one that accomplished it, and therefore the protection that Ezra brought. That's the Gemara, if you remember, in Sanhedrin Daf Samach Dalid, relating to the destruction of the Yetzihara. Again, it's very unusual Gemara, but again, it helps explain why Bizman Hazeh, we don't have a taiva to bow down to what, to idols, and if we read the Sefer Malachim, it's unbelievable how, what a strong desire there was. And in the greatest kings, by most of them it says, but they weren't able to get rid of the Bamos. They weren't able to get rid of the private of Bamos, or Avodah Zarah in many regards. Like, we can't fathom it, but the Gemara says, however, one understands the Gemara, that does not exist anymore. That's the Anshei Etz HaGadolah in the days of Ezra Sofer. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, they were very upset that they couldn't deal with this taiva, and they davened, and finally a petek comes down from Shemayim, and the petek has the MS written on it, and that's the Chosam of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then what happens? Nafa kiguria denu Rabbi Beis Kachi HaKadoshim, a lion of fire came out of the Kodesh Kadashim. Rashi quotes this Gemara right here. Rashi quotes the Gemara Sanhedrin. Amar lehu Navi Yisrael, Hainu Yisrael Avodah Zarah, and the Navi says, maybe it was Ezra, it just says the Navi says, this is the Ezra of Avodah Zarah. And they grabbed it, that a hair comes out, and it made a large sound. They said, what should we do? Amar lehu Navi, Shadzua Beduta Ta'avra, put it in a lead container, Bakasua Ba'avra, and cover it, don't let it out, Shayef Kale, so you don't hear the sound. And then they say, okay, great, we got it. And now it's locked up. Let's keep going. It's an Ace Ratzon. To even David to get rid of the Avodah Zarah for Arayos. Nibai Rachmi Ayisur Daveira. But that didn't work out. The world can't exist without that. Bo Rachme, Imser Biadayu, Chashua Tlasayomi. They locked it up for 3 days, and no eggs were laid. No eggs were laid. And all the reproductive systems of all of the animals in the world started getting messed up. So they said they can't do that, so they just weakened it. Whatever it is, they blinded its eyes. Some Rishonim say that means that just they removed the taiva for krovim. Ahani beidol igri itchi bekrovoseha. The Gemara says that, and the Rishonim explain it. But either way, that's the Ezra HaSofer gave us that protection, like the Anani HaKavid give us that protection, and that's what's referred to in the Gemara, not a raya to the Manda Amar of Lo Kisha La Asilavo. Right, sukkah represents protection. Right, we know sukkah. We sit on sukkahs. We sit in the Aniyah Kavod, representing protection. Fascinating Mabit. I don't know if we mentioned it recently. The Mabit writes in the Beis Elokim why it is that we know the three great miracles that occurred parallel to the three great personalities, Miriam, Aharon, and Moshe, and yet we only have a yantif to as a zecher to only one of them. Right, we have a yantif as a zecher to the Ananei HaKavod. Sukkis, but we don't have, and that's the protection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we don't have a yantif related to the Be'er or the Mun. Okay, we have one halacha, Lechem Mishnah, but why don't we have a yantif? What's unique about the Ananei HaKavod? So the Ma'bid explains. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out into the Midbar. Yes, he did it in a miraculous fashion, but he kind of had to give us bread and water. I mean, he was a God, he took us out to the middle of nowhere, we went Lechtechachareb at Midbar, but he wasn't going to feed us? So he had to give us bread and water, and because it was the desert, he had to do it in a miraculous fashion. That doesn't fully reflect the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for us. The Ananei HaKavod, that type of protection, that type of your shoes grew with you, and no potholes, and no mountains, and air conditioning, and protection from all of the elements. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't have to do that, right? That, therefore, when Hashem went above and beyond, that shows the love he has for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like a parent for a child. Not just the basic stuff that the parent buys, but the extra, the special gifts, that really shows the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Am Yisrael, and that's the special Ananei HaKavod, that's protection. And that's why here in our Pasuk, Ezra Sofer, when the Navi wants to allude to the protection that was given, that's what the Pasuk in Nehemiah says, that it was related to Sukkos. Good. So that was what this Amanda Amar of Kishol HaSalavo does with that Pasuk. So what about the second pasuk that was brought in the Braisa? So now we continue. Last skinny line. V'haksiv. Oh, we'll get back to the Zechus of Eretz Yisrael soon. Let's just do one more line. V'haksiv asher yarsho v'secha v'rishta. What about the following pasuk that has a hekish comparing the Yerusha of the Avos to the Yerusha of the Banim? And the previous Manda Amar held that. That means just like the Avos had to be Makadesh, so too the Banim had to be Makadesh. Doesn't that parallel and prove Lo Kishal Asalava also? So Haki Kamar, Kiva the Yarsha of Osecha, Yarash Ta'at. No, Darshan it differently. The comparison should be understood as follows. Once they Yarshan it, so we could Yarshan it. Right, building on their Yerusha, right? Ba'osa Kedusha. There's no need to be Choser Umekadesh. That's how you could understand it. Good. Also, just one point I wanted to mention from the relating to this Chus of Eretz Yisrael. I think the Beis Yaakov, I might have mentioned this, the Beis Yaakov, the son of the Ishbitz, the son of the Meishiloach, one of the Rebbe's of Ishbitz, writes, why is it that in the benching, in Birchas HaMazon, the first bracha is in third person? Who knows in lechem lochal basar uvetuvo hagadol tamer lochas alano? It was all on Thursday. We're talking about he. While when it comes to the second bracha, it's all straight talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No de lecha v'al shein chalta v'al brischa shechasad v'sreinu. It's all straight. Why the switch? So explains the Beis Yaakov, because Moshe Rabbeinu, who wrote the first bracha? Moshe Rabbeinu. Who wrote the second bracha? Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it by the man. Hazanas olam kulo. Second bracha, Yeshua ben Nun. No de lecha ala eretz chemda. Says that Beis Yaakov, there's a certain level of intensity of the directness of the relationship that only a Ben Eretz Yisrael could have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, the special Ashkacha, like the Rabban talks about in Parshas Achremos, special Ashkacha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in Eretz Yisrael, and that's alluded to. The Schus of Eretz Yisrael, right, that's the formulation of the bracha even alludes to that. Of course, he's not arguing with the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu is one of the animamins, that he got closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than any other, and he's the greatest Navi. But there is still a certain level, certain type of hashkacha that only happens in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, that's the schus of Eretz Yisrael that is described also here. And that's, Yeshua had that. He was able to formulate the bracha in first person. And maybe that's alluded to here also, that he could have had extra schuyos, he could have davened, because he had this chos of Eretz Yisrael on his side as well. Good. Says the Gemara now, along the way in the Braisa we mentioned that they counted Shemitah and Yovel along the way, once they were Makadesh. So says the Gemara now, Umimanu Shemitah v'Yovelos. Did they really count Shemitah and Yovelos? So this line is one of the most crucial lines in the whole Masechta, because this is the following Gemara, is about why There is no Yovel. Why? Yovel was batel. Hashda mishagalu shevet Reuven v'shevet Gad v'chad shevet Menashe balu Yovlos. Once the earlier, the first Galus, once the first Jews were exiled, Reuven got a chad shevet Menashe. Once they went into Galus, Yovel was batel. Ezra the Chsiv Bei kolakal keechad arba ribo alafim v'shlosh meos v'shishim havi money. Right? They stopped saying Yovel. Count the Yovel. Much earlier. So when Ezra Sofer, when so few Jews came back, right? 40,000 Jews, 300 plus, right? So few Jews get it. There's going to be Yovel then? There couldn't be Yovel. Why? Titania, because the Brisa says, Mishagalu Shevet Reuven Veshevet Gad, Vachati Shevet Menashe, Batlu Yovlos. Yovel was ready. Batel, once the first Shvatim left, Rashi quotes, Bimei Sancherev. Others wonder, that's not true, right? Sancherev was Magla later. Later Jews, but the earlier ones were not from Sancheriv. Okay, but either way, what does Rashi mean? Maybe it means the process that led to Sancheriv at the end. But either way, once they went into exile, they stopped counting. Batlu Yovel Shene'emar Ukrasim Dror Ba'aretz L'Chol Yosheveha. Right, you should call freedom in the land to all of your citizens. Bizman Shekol Yosheveha Le'avol Abizan Shekol Miksasan. Only when Bnei Yisrael are there. You need Bnei Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. Yachol Hayu Olav Hayu Mu Ravin Shevet Binyamin BeYehuda VeShevet BeYehuda BeBinyamin. Yeh Yovel Noeh. You might think that even if they're there, but as long as they don't have to be in their correct spot, Yovel should also be Noeh Tamalomar LaKol Yosheveha. Right, Bizban She Yosheveha Kitzikunan VeLo Bizban SheHimu Uravin. Right, Dafka when they are in their proper places and not stam when they are there? Question mark. So Yovel requires Jews in Eretz Yisrael in their proper places. So even the discussion of Bizman Hazeh when Rov B'nai Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, are getting into Eretz Yisrael, and even if we knew Vadai, the numbers, still not going to be Yovel. Because until we know which Shvatim we're from and where we are, Yovel is not going to be counted, because Yovel is only when we are in our proper spot. So what does the Gemara mean that they count the Shvita of Yovelos? Right? Even earlier it was already Batel. The days of Ezra, when so few Jews came back. Ezra said, come back to Eretz Yisrael. They didn't listen. So there, everybody was comfortable there in Bavel. So, says the Gemara, how could it be that they counted Shmita? So the Gemara says, you're right. Amar Rachman Bar Yitzchak Manu Yovelos L'kadei Shmitin. They didn't count Yovel. They counted Yovel in order to know when Shemitah was, because maybe it's according to the Manta Amar that you need Yovel in order to know when Shemitah is, meaning you have to for year 49. You don't count in the year 1, you have to have year 50 and then year 1. So they counted the Yovel, not that the Yovel was Noheg, but just that they would know when Shemitah is. Manu Yovlos Lakadesh Shemitin. Good. Good. And the Rambam paskens like this. The Rambam in Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel Perek Yud Halacha Ches quotes this idea that, you know, Bizman Hazeh, we don't have it, we don't have the Yovels because of, we don't have the Jews there. Mishagala, Sheva Reuven, Besheva Gad, Vachad, Sheva Menashe, Batlu Yovelos, Shenema, Rekrasim, Dura, Baris, Lachol, Yosheva, Bizman, Shekol, Yosheva, Aleha, Fusha, Lo, Yimu, Umur, Ban, Sheva, Besheva, Ela, Kulan, Yoshim, Ketikunan, Bizman, Shah, Yovel, Noeg, Ba'aretz, Noeg, Bechutz, Laretz, Shenema, Yovel, Hi, Bechol, Makom, Bebe, Frey, Besdin, Bebe, Frey, Abayas, Bein, Shalom, Bifnei Abayas. Good. And then the Rambam earlier, again, we're not going to get into this now, major machlokas discussion in the Rishonim. What about Shemitah? What they do about Shemitah in the in-between years during Bayit Sheni? Machlokas, Gaonim, Rambam, Ravid. Everybody gets into the action. Perek Yud Halacha Vav here in the Rambam. Vav and Zayin. Okay, but we're not going to go into it now. It is fascinating. Let's see anyone pick up on it or discuss it. But why Dafka, Yehud and Binyamin are the Shvatim that are chosen as the examples? Right, Dafka, it says, you know, you might think that even if, you know, Yehud is in Binyamin and Binyamin is Yehuda, why didn't it say maybe if Zvulun's in Asher? Right, Dafka and Yehud and Binyamin, that's the Havamina, that might be good enough. So it could be that, maybe the Gemara is saying that of course you Zvulun and Asher. But Yehud and Binyamin have an affinity. Right, those two we know have a history. Right, going back to Anochi Erevenu, going back to Yehuda's commitment to Yaakov Avinu, that's where it started. But there are hints to it throughout Navi, that Yehuda and Binyamin have a connection. Remember when, I think it's Achiah Shiloni, when Achiah Shiloni promises, Rechavam and Yeravam, and when the Malchus was split, he says, Yeravam, you're gonna have 10 Shvatim, he's only gonna have 1. That adds up to 11. How could there be 10 and 1? So the answer is Yehuda and Binyamin are considered one Shevet in certain regards. There's a connection going back to Anochi Arvenu, and there are hints to it in the Pesukim. That's obviously Malchus Yehuda is Yehuda and Binyamin, right, throughout the years. Malchi Yehuda versus Malchi Yisrael. Yisrael are the other ten Shvatim, and Yehuda is Dafka Yehuda and Binyamin. So there's an affinity. The Gemara is saying maybe even those two Shvatim have to be in their proper spots, right? The Beis HaMikdash, right, went right through Yehuda and Binyamin. Right, there is the two types of Kedusha, Yishalayim lo nischalka l'shvatim, but according to the level of nischalka l'shvatim, right, the Gemara says in Maseches Svachim that the southern and eastern side of the Mizbeach did not have a Yesod, because it had to be exclusively the Mizbeach in Shevet Binyamin, right, Binyamin Ze'ev Yitrov, but the border went right through, so that's why Yehuda Binyamin, they have the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore there's a lot of connection between them, but it's fascinating that those two went. Good. One final point as we continue. Is there a svara why Yovel requires the Shvatim in their proper places? Right? Shemitah doesn't. Shemitah doesn't require that. Doesn't say that. Unless you say Shemitah is kashur to Yovel. But the Gemara says it befeirish by Yovel. Right? So why would that mean? So maybe it could be that Yovel is all about going back to the basics, going back to the original. Right? The Avadim go free, the Karka goes back to its original owner. It's going back to the original state of the Shvatim in the proper places. Right? That's why it's needed, because if you don't have that, then you can't go back to its original state. Right? Every Shevet in its proper place, you know, that's the original, Eretz Yisrael configuration. Right? And that's what we need, and that's what we daven for, and that's what ultimate Kedusha, right? The Urban Tumim told all the Shvatim where to go. That's the original, Kedusha. Okay, we continue. So Gemara says, Hani Chalar Rabbanan. This suggestion that what does it mean that they counted Yovel in order to know when Shemitah is, so that fits according to one opinion. Hani Chalar Rabbanan Dar Mishnas Chamishim Enem and Minyan. That fits according to Rabbanan, who says that Yovel doesn't count, right, as one of the years of Shemitah, right? There's 49, then 50, then 1. El Rabbi Yehuda Dar Mishnas Chamishim O Lakan O Lakan Lamali. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the year 50 counts for both? It's year 50 and year 1. It's only a 49-year cycle, b'shmit and sagya. Right? So then it should be enough to count shmitas. You don't have to worry about the yovel. So Gemara says, you're right. Avad hitlok Rebbe Yehuda. That brisa cannot fit in according to Rebbe Yehuda. If you say, kidesh yovel lekadei shmitin, that cannot be according to Rebbe Yehuda. Good. So now the Gemara says, v'lo manu shmitin v'yovlos. They did not count Shemitah and Yovel. That's what we just described. But Vahaksiv, didn't Yirmiyahu Navi tell them when he was trying to get them to do tshuva? He tells in the days of Tzidkio, before the Churban, Vahaksiv, Mikei Sheva Shanim Tishalchu Ish Esachiv HaIvri. He says, send out your Eved Ivris, Asheyimach Elecha, that are sold. Right? The end of 7 years. Vahavinam Bahu, Mikei Sheva Shanim. 7 years? Last I checked. Right, it was 6 years, and then set free. V'haksiv avatcha sheishanim. Right, doesn't it say in Mishpatim they have to work for 6 years? Right, so what does it mean? 7 years. V'yamar v'nach by Yitzchak. How do we answer that stira? Right, Yirmiyahu can't argue on the Torah. Right, the pasuk quoting from Dvarim Tezah, but it's the same halacha about Evan Yirtza. Sheish l'nimkar v'shevel l'nirtza. Right, six for one who is sold as an Eved Ivri, so he works for 6 years and then goes free. That's the pasuk of six in Torah. Sheva l'nirtza, that's referring to a case where there was an Eved Nirtza, he already had his ear pierced, so he works until Yovel. He works until Yovel. And the case is, Yovel was the year after year seven, so he worked for 7 years. That's the Hechi Timsi the Gemara is suggesting. So you see that the halachas of Eved Ivri, Yirmiyahu was telling them about, and Eved Ivri requires Yovel. So how can you say there was no more Yovel if Yirmiyahu was talking to them about Eved Ivri and letting their Avadim go free before the Churban? Answer, Hahu b'tochacha ksiv. That's talking about, he's giving tochacha. It's a rhetorical question. Did you, during the time when you should have, did you do this? V'kamar Navi hashilachtem. Have you sent out the Avadim? Meaning he's giving them tochacha. You didn't send out the Avadim, right? He's upset at them. It says that they heard Yirmiyahu and they sent them out. Sounds like he wasn't just giving them tochacha for a previous time period, but it actually happened. So the Gemara says, you're right. That can't be what it's referring to. So Ela Amar Yochanan Yirmiyahu, changing what we have discussed beforehand. Really, Yovel was butta when the Shvatim went into Galus, but what happened? Ela Amar Yochanan Yirmiyahu Hechziran. Yirmiyahu brought back the earlier exiled Shvatim. So there was a time in between that the Shvatim were in their proper places, and Yovel was knowing, but Yoshio ben Amon malach aleihem. And Yoshio ben Amon, he was molech on them, meaning there wasn't even any Malchi Yisrael. Yoshio, Malchi Yehuda, he was molech on all of Am Yisrael, and everybody was in their proper Shvatim, and that's how they had Yovel even during that time. So take the Psukim literally when he gave them Tochacha. Interesting, out of all the Averis, we discussed this in our Navi Shirim, out of all the Averis that he could give Tochacha on, Dafka the Evid, everyone. There's so many things they're doing wrong. But this was always picked up, right? The first base of Mikdash was the big three Averis, Gemara says in Yuma Daftes. But here, Yirmiyahu is giving so there's specific Averis that are discussed. Chil Shabbos obviously is discussed by Yirmiyahu. But here, Dafka, Eved, Shiluach HaVadim is discussed. And he gives Musar for that. Good. Tosas discusses still, if Yirmiyahu brought back the Shvatim, there wasn't 50 years from the time he brought them back until the Churban. So what kind of muster, what was he telling them? You didn't let your avadim go free. And you didn't, the case that we say, the echitipsi is Yovel. Right? Tosa discusses the tema. After Yirmiyahu brought them back, well, amdu baretz, kodem achorban, kiyim lamed vavshan. It was 36 years. It's only 36 years as, was discussed earlier. And we had those, dafim earlier in the Masechta about all the years of when the Churban happened. Vimkein lo higi ad Yovel. So how can you find that they set them free? So those that discuss, maybe they found avadim that were there from beforehand. Right, limso osam avadim shayilam kodem shagalu, before they went into galus. Which some of the achronim point out, those avadim must have been hundreds of years old. Because the galus was centuries earlier. And now, they're still there from that time. It's a little tzarachin exactly to do the math, about the age of these avadim. Good. But the Gemara keeps the maskan up that, the Yova requires bizmachi yoshvei aleha in the proper places. Let's just finish first to the Mishnah, and then we'll make a comment about that. Uminolan dehader, how do we know that they came back and that Yirmiyo brought them back? Dichsiv ki amocher el amemkar lo yashuv. Right, the Yechezkel is being misnabe that the dine Yovel won't return in the future. Hamocher el amemkar lo yashuv. It won't go back. Right, all the memkar to their original owners. Efshar Yovel batel v'navi misnaba lof sheivatel. How could Yechezkel, who is also prophesizing in Bavel, but he is prophesizing in the future about the Churban. Yechezkel and Yirmiyahu overlapped. Efshar Yovel batel v'navi misnaba lof sheivatel. Elamalameh shechzir and Yirmiyahu. Must be that it was going on at the time. Because Yechezkel says, it will be batel, forecasting the Churban. And we know on the Yoshio, Malach Aleihem, Tichsiv, Vayomer Ma, Tzien Allah, Asher Ani Ro'eh. What is this? When, how do you know Yoshio, was, Molech on all them? Because when Yoshio, we know, was a great tzaddik trying to get rid, he was, interesting. The Psukim have different views, and Chazal different views about it, but at some point he was doing great work, and he was Mavai, he tried to get rid of all of the Avodah Zarah, right? Some say the one of the Prakim in Navi is all a eulogy of Yirmiyahu for him, but he goes around, he's trying to get rid of all the Avodah Zarah, and he goes up north and he says, what is this Tziyun, Asher Ani Ro'eh? What is this Tziyun on the Kever? Vayom Re'elov Anshi Ha'ir, HaKever Ish Olokim, Asher Bami Yehuda, Vayigres HaDvarim, right, centuries earlier, when the Navi came to Yeravam, I think it was Edo, came to Yeravam and said, you know what's going to happen? You do all this Avodah Zarah, there's going to come a time in the future where all the bones of these people are going to burn. Right, that Navi Hashem. So they say to Yoshio, it's the kever of that Navi. What was Yoshio doing all the way up north in Beit El? Not all the way, but Beit El was in the area of Malchi Yisrael, not Malchi Yehuda. Right? It was in the Al North. What was he doing there? Ella, Kishechzir, and Yirmiyo, Yoshio Malach Aleim. It must be that he was the king of the whole Am Yisrael at that time, and that's why that was in his jurisdiction as well. It wasn't in the Shomron. It wasn't in the jurisdiction of a different king. Right? When Yirmiyo brought him back, they all were under Yehuda. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar Mehacha, different pasuk, Gam Yehuda Shas Katzir Lach Bishuvi Shvus Ami. Yehuda was placed over Bishuvi Shvus Ami when the nation came back. Good. The Rishonim discuss in Gittin, Lamed Hey Lamed Vav, how much of every Shevet is needed in order for Yovel to be done. Tosfos quotes there in Gittin, Lamed Vav and Aleph, it goes over to Lamed Vav and Beis. The Tosfos quotes, Mixas Kol Shevet V'Shevet. Right, you don't need every shevet. Tosfos says, "Mixas kol shevet v'shevet." The lashon of Tosfos is Money shows the loan, otherwise, the Daidah, to the Chazra, Sarah, Shadim, Shigalu, Bechulu, Ella. We just find the line. He said, Maskana, Nifsit, Hayusham, Mi Yud Beishvatim. The Avagashlo, Alukulam, Chashiv, Kol Yoshveha. Right, even though not all of them came back, it's Neshav Kol Yoshveh. And the Ramban has an amazing line, just an excellent, the Ramban argues on this, that he has an amazing line when he quotes this idea. He quotes that he brought him back, as long as some of every Shevet. She'im lo tomar king. What, you're going to tell me you require every Jew? What happens if somebody goes on vacation to Chutz La'aretz? All of a sudden, no more Yovel. It's crazy. You can't say that. Kishalchu shnayim mishlosha mehem lemedinas hayam yibatel. What? That's going to affect dina yovel? It's impossible. Elavadai kolzmanche mikol ashvatim aleha yoshvei aleha al karina bay. That's the Ramban Gittin Lamed Vav Amid Aleph. He goes through the whole day of Rabbeinu Tam. Then the Ramban himself argues. He gives a different shot about the whole approach to the chiyuv of yovel. Okay. Good. Let's continue. Again, like Machlokes I alluded to before, whether it was Yovel that was knowing during Bayesheni, Rabbeinu Tam says yes, the Rambam, Rashi say no. Good. Next Mishnah. Badiach Hatzeirim. Different topic that we haven't discussed yet. Again, the last two prakim here, as we have noted, talk all about the halachas of Sados and Batim, walled cities, unwalled cities, open fields. So Badiach Hatzeirim, houses not in walled cities. Right, Bati Arichom are walled cities, Bati Chatzerim are houses in non-walled cities. So, those special laws that apply, everything has special laws that apply in the days of Yovel. So, Bati Chatzerim, Notzen Lahem, Koch Yafesh, Bati Arichom, and Koch Yafesh, Besados. They have the best of all worlds. They have the power, the greatest of Bati Arichom, which means you can redeem them during the first year. Right, and Koch Yafesh, Besados, a field you cannot redeem within the first 2 years. But after 2 years, you can. But the Erechoma, you can redeem in the first year, and not after the first year. But a house in an open city, so that has the best of both worlds. Then the Galen Miyad, you can redeem it right away. The Koshneim Asar Chodesh Kabatim, and all 12 months, like a house in a walled city, Vyotin B'Yovel, but it also goes out, back, the original owner, in Yovel, Ubigiron Kasef, Kisados, and you can redeem it based on the deduction of how many years till Yovel, like Sados. The Tzfas Emes here discusses what's the extra phrase adding. The Kol Shnei Masar Chodesh. It already says, in Golan Miyad. Right? So Kol Shnei Masar Chodesh Kabatim. So he discusses whether the first year there is any type of Giraon. Okay, he discusses that on the Mishnah. Good. Tana Rabbanan. Alstei ha'aretz yichashev. Hekishu akasev l'stei achuza. The house in the open city is compared in the pasuk to a field. Ma stei achuza yotze b'yovel b'yiron kesef. Ha'padei chatzerim yotze b'yovel b'yiron kesef. So that's how you know it's has that ma'al yusa to it. Yima stei achuza eina negeles b'pachat m'jei shanim. I was like stei achuza, maybe you cannot redeem it in the first 2 years. Ha'padei chatzerim eina negeles b'pachat m'jei shanim. So Mar said, no. Tamalomar gu'ula tielo. Miyad, right? It's even right away. And the Brisa continues. Ho v'nas adalem koach yafeh shebesados. The koach yafeh shebesbatim yocholo yetze biyovel. Since it has everything going for it, you might think it doesn't go out in Yovel. Tamalomar uba yovel yetze. That's the extra phrase. So where's my kamar? What's that havamina? If it has the best of both worlds, why would you think it has a limitation? That it doesn't go out in Yovel? So Amar Avuna, Avuna says the following case. The following case, neither Bate Arechoma or a Steachuza would go out in Yovel in the following case. So that's why we might have thought that a house in an open city also doesn't go out in Yovel. Kamash Valan, it's even better than the other two cases. What's the case? Amar Afuna lo nitzrecha ela lo makdish bayis. Somebody was makdish a house, not sell a house. Somebody was makdish a house in an open city. Vigalo acher miyad hektish. And someone redeemed that house from Hektish. Upaga ba Yovel b'shana shnia. And then Yovel comes in the second year after the person was redeemed it from the Beis HaMikdash. So, Lomayim and Amislais. Let's think about each one. Ila bati arechoma, if it's compared to a house in a walled city, so then that's not going to go back to the original owner. Why, Madamislai? Ichlele lokeach. Remember, after year one, it stays. This is after year one, so you wouldn't get it back. Ila steachuza, midamis, lakon, and afka. And if it's compared to a steachuza, what's the halacha if I don't redeem it and Yovel comes? It goes to the kohanim. So if I compare a house in an open city to either of these two, It doesn't go back to me. L'hachi yisrachu b'yovel yetzei. That's what you need, the extra phrase. That's what the Brisa is saying. B'yovel yetzei, it goes out in Yovel. Good. Maskavler of Zira. So my Arya, ask Rav Zira, why does the Brisa, why did we explain? Why did Rav Huna explain that my Arya goalo acher only if someone else is goalit, afilo goalo nami? Even if he wasn't goalit, right? The halacha is by a steachuza, if I was makdash it and I didn't redeem it, so then it goes to the Kohanim. We had one day, I remember Rav Elazar, I think it was, that if nobody bought it, then it has to stay till the next Yovel. Right, the next 50 years, but we paskin that even if nobody is goalit. So why did Dafka say that if someone else is goalit? Amalei Abaya, Shalo Yomru, Hektish, Yotzei Belo Pidyon. Because nothing could leave the Beis HaMikdash without getting redeemed. Right, Pashtus, this is a Din D'Rabbanan. Right, we don't want people to think that you could get things from the Beis HaMikdash without being Bodet, and therefore you have to give something, and that's why I gave the example where somebody was goalit, and then it's going to go to the, and then it's going to go to the Kohanim. Mi Nalan, how do you know that? How do you know that Hekdash can't be Yotzei Belo Pidyon? Mi Ben Levi. You know that from a Ben Levi. What's the Svara? Ma Ben Levi, She Yupa Kocho Bimem Karo. A Levi, we had this earlier in the Mishnah, a Levi always has the upper hand. If he sells, if he buys, he can always get things back, always get it back right away. Houses in Ari Levium. So Ben Levi she yupa kocho b'mem karo. A Levi who has power in his sales. Hora kocho behekdesho. But he has some limits with his hekdesh. Meaning Rashi first wide line. Shelo yotze belo pidyon. Even a Levi can't take things back out of hekdesh without giving money to the Beis HaMikdash. So Yisrael shahura kocho b'mem karo. A Yisrael who we know has less power in his sales than a Levi. Ain din shahura kocha b'hekdesho. So surely he should have limitations, and he should not be able to take anything from the Beis HaMikdash without redeeming it. V'hasami nalan. And how do we know by a Levi that even a Levi cannot take things without pidyon? D'tanya v'yotza memkar. Right, that's the context of going back to the Levi. Shomea ani. I might have thought afilu avadav mitaltel avishtarav. Even movable items go back to the Levi during Yovel. If he sells a cup, if he sells a table, you might have thought even that goes back during Yovel. Tamalomar bias the irachuzaso. No. Even the Levi loses some things. They don't go back to him by Yovel. Ma tamalomar memkar. So why did it say memkar, which seems to include even more? Memkar of Yotze Bechina bein Hektish, Yotze Bechina below Pidyon. His memkar could go straight back to him, but even he has to pay Hektish to be Goel, and that's how you know it even by Levi, and that's how you have the Kavachomer by Yisrael, and then that's how you know the halacha of Hektish does not go out without Pidyon. Upliga the Rabbi Yoshi, and Rav Huna, this is the original Rav Huna that gave that Hechi Timsi in the Brisa, is against Rav Oshia. Why? Because the whole Svara that's based on, Rav Oshia argues on. Dama Rav Oshia, Hakol Ayu Bechla Barasa the Kesef Akamlo, everything was included in that if you give the Kesef, and it goes to the Hektish. Kishapir Dakasib Bistea Huza Bahaya Hasada Beteso Bayovel Kodesh Lashem. When it says that Pasik Bayovel, when the field that goes out by Yovel, Sadehu du Parakley Vinafkalakonim. Avalhana Kidakaimi Kaimi. The Sadeh goes out to the Kohanim, but the houses do not go back. So the houses don't go back, and that is against Rav Huna. Ubiyova Yatzalam Ali. So what does he use the Pasik for that Rav Huna learned this from? Amar Papa Lo Nitzrucha Ella. The following case. Lamocher bayis babadi achaterim upaga bayova bashana shniya. Not that he was makdashit, but that he sold a house. The person sold a house in an open city and Yovel came in the second year. So again, the same thing, you wouldn't learn it from the two models. Lamai medamisle. Ila bati arechoma medamisle. If you're comparing a house in an open city to a house in a walled city, ichle lokech, it wouldn't go back because it's after the first year. And if it's the steachuza you compare it to, remember we said you have to give it at least 2 years. So you wouldn't be able to go back anyway. That's what you need to be yovel yetzei. So Rav Huna and Rav Oshia darshan different things, different cases. What would allow it to go back? The house in the open city goes back, but what's the case that it would go back in the case that Yovel would bring it back, where we wouldn't know it from the two models, either he was makdashit or he was mocherit. Tanya kavasi de Rav Huna, and the Brisa supports Rav Huna, but tzufta de Rav Oshia. Hamakdash bias, he says, the case of Hakdasha, that's Rav Huna's case. Hamakdash bias, bebati achatzerim, hariz agol miyad vegolo lo olam, golo acher, miyad hektash, higia yovel velo nigal, chosel bailam biyovel. So it says it goes back, Rav Oshia argues on that. Rav Oshia says it does not go back to the bailam biyovel, and that's why this is a raya to Rav Huna and Akasha on Rav Oshia. Okay. Moving right along, last Amud Beis here in Maseches Arachin. The Elu Hein Badei HaChatzerim, what's considered an open city? What's considered an open city? What if you have a walled city but only two houses in the whole city? Right, so Elu Hein Badei HaChatzerim, this is considered houses in an open city. Shnei Chatzerim Shal Shnei Batim, even if you have two yards and two houses in each yard, that is still called an open city. Even though it's mukaf choma from Yeshua ben Nun, that's considered an open. Right? That's too little. Meaning a wall city is not just a physical wall. It seems like there's a certain status of city. Right? There's kedusha to bati ari choma. Right? Just because it has a wall, why should it have kedusha? But the Mishnah is the beginning of Kalim discussed. It has kedusha bati ari choma. Right? A mitzvah is sent out of the walled city. Special din, you know, why do you go by walled cities when talking about Yeshua ben Nun? I think we quoted back in Maseches Megillah, there's a Chassam Sofer in a tshuva where he discusses, because when we conquered the walled cities going into Eretz Yisrael, that really showed the Gvur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The walled city is like the impregnable, you know, walls and the protection that these cities have, and we were able to conquer them. So that conquering really reflects the Gvur of Hashem, and that's why it has even a higher level of Kedusha. Okay, but it has to be a certain level of city. So here, even if it has a number of houses, it's not called a walled city. Tanu Rabbanan, Mimafesh Shnei Rabbanei Chatzeirim, Eini Yodei Shein Lehem Choma, won't I know that it doesn't have a choma if it's already Rabbanei Chatzeirim. It's on the chatzers. It's out in the field. Matam Olam Rasha Ein Lehem Choma. So what is it teaching me if it doesn't have a wall? Ava Bishiyesh Lehem Choma, Kimish Ein Lehem Choma. Even if it has a wall, it's Ilo doesn't have a wall. The extra phrase, Asher lo choma, is teaching me, even if it doesn't have a wall. The kama batim shnayim, chatzeros shnayim, shechatzeros shoshnei batim. Even that is considered an open city. The Sfasemis wonders, unusual diuk. Usually you have some type of drasha from a pasuk that is a deeper level of interpretation of the pasuk. Here it's the opposite of the pasuk. The pasuk says it has a wall, and the drasha is, it's kilo doesn't have a wall. The Sfasemis wonders how exactly we have that type of drasha. He says, Sas Kasha, the Hadrash Hefech Meag Mikra. The Efshar, he suggests, Tahavi Kamo Miut Achar Miut, Larabos. Debate Mashma Belichoma, if it focuses on a house. A house is a house, nothing to do with a wall. And then it says, Ein Lahem Choma. So it's a double phrase that sounds like two miyuts without a wall, so maybe that's the miyut acha miyut larabos. Right? We know that Chazal have the power to darshan, you know, many different levels of interpretation, but usually, the Sfasemis is a whole question, is usually not lehefech from the pshat. Right? The Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos says, Daf Chav Dalet, Eina Mikra Yotze Midei Pshuto. And the Ramban's diyek. The Ramban says, doesn't say Eina Mikra Ela Pshuto. It's Eina Mikra Yotze Midei Pshuto. Meaning, of course, the pshat is true, but that's not the only, right? The Gemara says that there's only one exception to the rule. There's one exception to Eina Mikra Yotze Midei Pshuto, and that's V'haya B'chor Asher Tele, by Yibum. B'chor Asher Tele, Yochim Hashem Achav Ameis, that's talking about the brother that does Yibum, not the child. Okay, fine. V'ema, continue, V'ema, Bayis L'chatzer. Maybe the limit should be 1 yard and one house. How do you know two houses and 2 yards? Imkin, Lechtover Achmana, Chatzeirim. It should just be chatzirim, not batei chatzirim. V'chitim yikatz v'achvana chatzirim, chatzir below bayis mashma. If it just said chatzirim, you might have thought, no, that means just a yard without any house. So Gemara says, no, hahu karpef ikri. If it doesn't have any house, it would have called it a karpef. Right? The fact that it says chatzirim, though, that's how I know that it's even two and two. Vayter. Second to last Mishnah here in the Masechta. Yisrael sheyara shavi imo levi. So the Mishnah is going to record a machlokas. Do you go by the field or do you go by the person? The sada or the chefsa? Meaning we know that there are different rules between Levium and Yisraelim. But what if I have a Yisrael that owns Levi property? What if I have a Levi that owns Yisrael property? So that's going to be a machlokas tanoim, which is not even going to be clear in the Mishnah. The Gemara will explain what the machlokas is. Yisrael sheyarash avimo Levi, a Yisrael that yarshins from his maternal grandfather who was a Levi. So now he has a house of a Levi or a field of a Levi, and he's a Yisrael. Eino goel kaseid razeh. He is not goel like this. So what does that mean? We think at this stage it means that he's not goel as a, well, we'll see. I'm going to leave it open right now. What exactly it means. Okay, read Rashi. Rashi tells us what the havamin is. Shemachra shetehei nechletes lelokeach lesof shana el la'olam goel kalevi. Meaning, he's not goel like he, Yisrael, the normal rules are, but he's goel like a levi. Which sounds like, you read that line, it goes by, who's the field? It's a levi field, it goes like a levi. V'chein levi sheyarshes avimo Yisrael. A levi that yarshes from his maternal grandfather Yisrael, ain't a goel, can say the razet, but he's goel like a Yisrael. Sounds like the Tanakhama says you go by the land. Shene'emar, kipati arei halavim, hi achuz asam, ad shehe levi v'arei halavim devei rebi. The Gemara is going to ask, it sounds like that Rebbe just contradicted what he said earlier in the Mishnah. First part of the Mishnah sounds like you go by what the land is, and then Rebbe says both. You need Levi and Ari Levium. So Gemara will explain. Tachacham Omrim, Ein Dvar Malalu Amurim, Ela Ba'ari Levium. Tachacham say no. Sounds like the Rabbanan say that you go by the Ari Levium, you go by the Karka. Right? The Rambam discusses this in Yud Gimel Yud, as we will see. All the way towards the end of the of Hilchos Shvita v'Yovel, what the halacha is and when does it, who does it go by? The Rambam says, Kol sheva levi shlo yinchal musarin shlo yinchal uberetz kanan v'chein musarin shlo yitzul chelik bebiza. What the halacha is with all the sheva levi uben levi o kohen shenata chelik bebiza. Chulu, and it talks about what the halachas are with levi and these halachas too. Here it is, halacha test. Levi sheyarash zaviim o Yisrael eino goal kelevim. Eloki Yisrael. Shalonomar gulas olam tiyel levim, elik ba'ari levim. So the Rambam sees the Paskin and the previous halacha, a Yisrael that's Yoresh from a Levi, Ari Zagoal, Kilavim, Avabisha, Eno Levi. Goes by the land. That's the Rambam sees the Paskin, like this last line. So the Gemara says, 1 second, isn't there a stira within Revi? The Ela, Kiman, Kiben Levi, right? What does it mean? The first line, you're not going like a Seder Azel, like a Yisrael, you go by like a Ben Levi. Vahadar Tani Ashe, Levi, Vari Levim. But Rebbe says you need both. So, Ema eino goel ela kaseder azeh. A Yisrael that yarshes from a Levi is goel like a Yisrael, right? You need both according to Rebbe. Achi yehei Levi v'are Levi'im devei Rebbe. Bishlam are Levi'im. I understand Rebbe would require the chefsa of are Levi'im tachsiv. Kipati are Levi'im el Levi minolan. Why should he need Levi? Shouldn't just go by the karka. Dichsiv, minalan dichsiv, asher yigal min halavim, tanya, vasher yigal min halavim, because it says from the levim, sounds like the people involved. Ela vashigal min halavim, yochol levi mi Yisrael, yigal, you might think that a levi who buys from a Yisrael, he can be goel forever. Shezeh yipa kocho, vezeh hora kocho, av a levi mi levi lo, you might think the halachas don't apply between Levium, Shezeh Yafakocho Vezeh Yafakocho, Tamalomar Min Alevium. Right, Min Alevium teaches me that all these halachas, the rights of a Levi apply even if he's buying it from a Levi. He could still buy it forever. Min Alevium Lokal Alevium. What is he darshan from that phrase? Pra Leben Levi Mamzer Nesin. Right, excluding certain types of Levium that don't have these halachas. V'koshekin Yisrael. V'koshekin Yisrael. But Levi and a Levi be go la'olam. V'chachavim Omrim, Enet Rem Amurim, Ela Ba'are Halevium. No, these only apply to Ari Levium. It goes by the city, not by the person. Aval Achi Hey Levi Lo Amrinan. But it doesn't have to be a Levi, just the Ari Levium. That is the determining factor. Okay, we'll stop here. B'ez Hashem, the next stop will be put up from the last cycle, Shabbos, and B'ez Hashem will pick up with the next Masechta B'ez Hashem next time, Baruch Hashem, here in Masechas Arachin, as we continue the march through Seder Kadshim.